KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN, 97.5, Agao Media Station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 8 o'clock. Major Applewhite joining us here on ESPN 97.5. They've got the bye week this week. They actually play next Thursday. So it's not a true bye week. And it's because you got to get ready for a Thursday night game. Coach Applewhite with us here. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys?
Do you like, I mean, because this isn't really a true bye week, so you got to get going right away. And how do you look at this bye week for your team?
Well, it's an opportunity to get better. It's an opportunity to heal academically. I mean, I know that we don't think about those things sometimes as fans, but just in the middle of the 4 or 5 weeks in the semester, get an opportunity to get ahead academically. And obviously focus on your next opponent. With it being a Thursday game, we always love being able to play on Thursdays. But being with a Thursday game, obviously you just got to move your preparation up earlier that week and be a little bit smarter in terms of what you do because you don't have an additional 2 days of rest.
Well, Major Applewhite this year on ESPN 97.5. So you give the guys Friday, Saturday off?
Yes. Well, they'll lift and have meetings tomorrow, but they'll have Saturday off because of next week's schedule being moved so far up, with Thursday being game day. Your 3 days of preparation are now Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
right,
and your Wednesday is off, and then you play your game on Thursday.
Right, right. So what are you going to do? And you going to the beach? What are you going to do on Saturday?
No, I'm going to go catch some games tonight and catch some schools here in town tomorrow, and then go see some prospects play Friday night, and then Saturday probably do some softball with the 9-year-old, and then watch some college football, and then get ready for practice. Well,
Cruton,
on
John, it's Cruton. Yeah. You're always Cruton.
You're going to watch the Ryder Cup?
No, I probably will not.
Well, yeah, I know you're
good. That makes,
you're a golfer, that didn't you? The Pebble Beach thing, didn't you? You guys won, didn't you? You and Chad, you won that thing, didn't you?
No, we did not finish last. I'll say that.
You didn't finish last. Well, okay. All right. I thought you'd watch Ryder Cup, but okay.
You talk about getting better. I want to ask you about the coach. Some people feel like it's probably coach speak because they hear it, Bill O'Brien and in press conferences. We're going to get better. We need to get better from next week to last week. We got better in this practice. Sometimes before we get a hard knocks or whatever, we get a look behind the scenes. Today we got better in practice. Is it really that simple, Major? Can you really get better in a single day? Can you really get better in a single week?
No, I don't think you get better in a single day. I don't think you get better in a single week. I think you get incrementally better, over time. I think it's more important that you define the problem, and once you define the problem, then you create what drills, what teaching, things you're going to go around it and make sure, it's one thing to say, hey, this is what the issue is, but how do you go about fixing it and then evaluating, are we really fixing it? Do we need to change this drill? Do we need to change this call? Do we need to change this player? That's really where you get better in terms of, defense or offense or special teams, in terms of just how you're evaluating what you're doing, not just establishing the problem. I think that's what we're trying to do on all phases this week.
It's Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. We were just talking about the transfer rule, and now the 4 weeks that you can play and you still get your redshirt year. Is this going to be a week that coaches are looking to and say after that fourth game and worrying how much depth they're going to lose?
Yeah, I think every situation, I hate to give you this answer, but it's the reality. I think every situation is different. I think a lot of coaches thought that there would be a bunch of younger players wanting to leave and transfer because it's, brand new to them. It's a new college atmosphere. And, you've been the big guy on campus in high school, and now you're in college, and kids are going to get frustrated and want to transfer early. I think what you've seen is you've seen some older guys say, hey, listen, I see the kind of the handwriting on the wall these last 2 years. I think I'm going to go ahead and sit out this year, redshirt, and transfer and have one more. So, there's always things like that come out of new rules and, some surprises in terms of how it's playing out. But I don't know enough about what's happened. I really haven't paid as much attention to it as maybe some other guys have in terms of just the media and stuff like that. But they're all different situations, and You know, you really don't pay much attention to it when you're focused on your own deal.
I want to ask you on a personal front, when Chris Sims was recruited, and you were already there, and they started splitting time between you guys. Of course, you had your knee injury, which kind of opened a little bit of a door, but there was a belief he was going to get a play anyway. He's a five-star guy, even though it was, you know, playing against small corners in New Jersey, whatever. Was there any thought? What was your thought process back then? Because we're talking about quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts. And I'm not going to ask you to speak on somebody else's players. But what's the thought process when you've had success and then somebody else comes in, a five-star behind you, which, by the way, is the same thing going on in Bama, and they start getting those reps? What's that like from your standpoint? What went through your mind at the time?
Yeah, you know, Lance, at that time, you know, my thought was, and it's always been the same answer, I'm at a really good school. I'm at a really great university with a lot of opportunities with a degree from here, and this is where I want my degree from, and I'm going to fight and compete, and you know, people get injured, people don't necessarily play the way they want to play, and you just keep trying your, you know, butt off and play at a high level, and when you get your opportunity again, you get your opportunity again. I was no different than anybody else that got beat out at right guard or, you know, left tackle or wide out. I mean, it was just the same thought process, but you know, everybody's situation is different, and you know, it's their right to do whatever the heck they want to do. And, you know, and sometimes those, I mean, let's be honest, some of these guys that we're talking about, they're better players. They have more options.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not have had as many options as some of these guys. They're really good players out there. They're wanting to, you know, transfer. I mean, that's their situation. That's their prerogative. And, you know, I felt like I don't want to transfer anywhere. It's a great degree. And, you know, it may not work out if I go somewhere else. This is where I want to be, and these are the guys that I play football with.
If the rule had been different, had the rule had been what it is now, where if you don't play four games, you know, if you play only four, then you can still keep your red shirt and take off. Is that something, do you think, that you would have considered? I know you're going, we're going all the way back, but did you fancy yourself a potential? In the back of your mind, were you thinking, I got a chance to play pros, or was that not even in your thought process?
Yeah, I think you're right. The last part, like that was never. I mean, I grew up in Baton Rouge. I grew up an SEC guy. I mean, that hung the moon. So I was a college football guy. I mean, I loved the Saints, but I mean, I wasn't a big NFL guy. Go figure. The Saints were my team. So it was all about playing college football. It's all about playing college football. And I was into college football. I wanted to get a degree from Texas. I wanted to play with those guys. I never grew up, man, I want to be an NFL Roger Staubach. I mean, I wanted to be a great, you know, SEC quarterback or SEC football player. That was just where my mind was. So I was at a great school with a great university with guys that I'd already played and won with. And I wanted to stay there and just play with those guys and not try to move on and do something new.
You see that, John? Typical SEC fan where they think it's a step down to go in the NFL.
You're brainwashed down there now.
No question. That is the truth.
Like, I'm not wasting my time in the NFL.
No, it's just a different way of growing up. I mean,
right.
It is a different culture down there football-wise, and it's not a bad thing. It's just
I love it.
It's a big deal in a lot of people's eyes.
So let's talk about four games in. Are you happy where you guys are?
I don't think I'm ever going to be happy. You know, even if we were undefeated right now, I don't think I would be, I'd be happy, but there'd still be things that you'd be focused on. You want to get better because you know you're going into conference play. And, you know, this is like playing in your own neighborhood. Everybody knows you, you know them. This is the difference in the non-conference opponents. So, I am happy with where we're going. I feel like we're doing the right things. We're addressing the right things, offensively, defensively, special teams. Coaching wise, we're being critical with ourselves and improving and making sure that we're evaluating what we're talking about. And you know, I'm very optimistic about where we're going in conference play. So, just ready to get started.
Yeah. Well, the bye week, and you know, it always comes that you can always use it, right? I mean, it doesn't matter when it comes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you want to just keep playing, you know. Sometimes you want to just keep playing, but we've done a good job this week with our guys in terms of keeping practices spirited and. You know, not this, oh, man, we're not playing this week. Like we approach the week. This is, you know, a week to go out and play. It's not work. People out there, they're doing real work. We play. You know, we're going to have fun this week. We're going to get better this week. And then we're going to be fresh and ready to go for conference play. So it hasn't been an off week. It's been a work week, but we've been out there playing and having fun.
Well, and the preseason is over. What do you think about the conference overall through the preseason?
I mean, I've already seen things that, you know, it's our conference. I mean, whether it's, you know, impressive wins against, you know, bigger quote unquote conferences. You know, it's a strong league, strong coaching. You see some games on our side of the league that, you know, hey, this team beat this team. Wow. All right, this team beat this team already. Wow. I mean, the first conference game. So it's going to be all over the place. So we've just got to focus week in, week out. Our main focus is Tulsa. You know, they've played us, beat us last year, played us really tough at home, came down the last play of the game in 16. So we know we're going to have a fight, and we got to just focus on each conference opponent at a time. And, hell, this is fun, man. This is like the playoffs. I mean, this is eight games, conference play. Each game is big. So I'm excited about it. I know our team is, too.
Yeah, and it's next Thursday night. So we won't be able to talk to you unless you want to get up and talk to us before the game next Thursday. You're more than welcome to do that, 8 o'clock in the morning next week. So you guys got Thursday night at Cougs in Tulsa. That's a nationally televised game, so good stuff. Well, have a nice weekend. I don't know. I would watch the Ryder Cup if I were you, though. That's all I'm saying. All right, get a little tip from Tiger on how to be a champion.
I'll tape it. All right. Going on.
That's Major Applewhite right here on ESPN 97.5. We appreciate it, Major.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Cougs.
All right. There's the head coach of your Houston Cougars right here on ESPN 97.5.